Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. This is Scott Morozik in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe. The Seabowing Township Police Department took to social media this week with a humorous but important reminder. Blue lights are for police vehicles only. Officers said they've had two recent encounters with drivers using unauthorized blue lights. While those conversations didn't result in tickets, police stressed that using blue lights could lead to serious charges, including impersonating an officer if abused. The department's post leaned into sarcasm, noting that officers, quote, went through 4 years of college and 16 weeks of police academy to earn their flashy blue lights, unlike drivers who just order them off of Amazon. They joked about whiny toddler tantrums and donut stereotypes, but emphasized that misuse of emergency lights is no laughing matter. The department says it may consider posting regular reminders about other equipment and traffic laws, not only to educate drivers, but also to have some fun engaging with the community. And there will be a free food distribution in Clifford. St. Patrick Chapel at 9851 Main Street in Clifford will host a pop-up food pantry on Friday, September 26th, from 11 a.m. to noon. The distribution is a first-come, first-served event. The food to be distributed will be provided by the Food Bank of Eastern Michigan. Health officials in Ionia County are sounding an alarm after two wild birds tested positive for West Nile virus. A crow and a bald eagle were found with the virus in Ionia County. Mosquito season means more than just itchy bites, it can mean infection. The West Nile virus is carried by mosquitoes that feed on infected birds before passing it along to other animals and humans. The virus has no vaccine and no direct treatment, which makes it important to watch for. While most people who are infected never develop symptoms, the CDC does say that 1 in 5 cases may experience fever, headaches, muscle aches, nausea, or rash. Some rare cases may lead to neurological problems like meningitis or encephalitis. Michigan has already seen multiple cases of West Nile virus this year in Michigan, including a couple of human infections in Ionia County a few weeks ago. Mosquitoes will remain active here in Michigan until the first hard frost. We'll be right back.
Are your dentures holding you back from enjoying the foods you love? Are you worried they might slip or fall out at the worst moment? It's time to say goodbye to the hassle of dentures. This is Julie at Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Dental implants provide a secure, comfortable, and long-lasting solution. You can restore your confidence with a smile that lasts. Plus, your consultation would be completely free. Call Dr. Bills at Bad Axe Family Dentistry today, 989-269-9704. Don't wait. Discover the smile you deserve.
And we're back. And again, my name is Scott, and I'm in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. A 49-year-old man was killed Friday in a grass-cutting accident in Huron County, according to the sheriff's office. Deputies said the incident happened near Finkel Road, south of Purdy Road. Emergency crews were called to the scene shortly after 1:15 p.m. after co-workers reported that a local farm worker had been missing for about an hour while mowing. The man, identified as David D. Lamke, was later discovered in a ditch beneath an overturned John Deere zero-turn mower. His co-workers were able to free him from the equipment, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The Huron County Medical Examiner's Office has ordered an autopsy. An earthquake with a magnitude of 4.3 has jolted the San Francisco area. The United States Geological Survey reports the quake was just east-southeast of Berkeley. It happened shortly before 3 a.m. Pacific time on Monday. Many people reported feeling a sharp shake and received phone alerts. It wasn't immediately known if there were any injuries or significant damage. And Russia and Ukraine are accusing each other of deadly drone strikes on civilian areas as Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky anticipates a busy week at the UN General Assembly in New York. He aims to boost a U.S.-led peace effort. He has already offered a ceasefire and a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. However, Moscow has issues with some proposals, and peace still seems a distant possibility. Concerns have grown that the conflict could spread beyond Ukraine. European countries have rebuked Russia for provocations, including drones landing in Poland. Zelensky plans to meet with world leaders to gather support against Russia's invasion. And that is your Thumb Broadcasting News update for this 9 o'clock hour, and it was brought to you by Bad Axe Family Dentistry. Prioritize your dental health with Dr. Bills and Bad Axe Family Dentistry of Bad Axe. And remember, you can get news stories like these here and even more news, information, and obituaries 24/7 online at thumbnet.net. We have no obituaries at this time.